is a wind advisory in effect on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge both directions. And mass transit, pretty good so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers in our forecast. Cold front out across the Ohio Valley will roll through, but it's going to keep the showers and mild weather in the forecast. Probably stay in the upper 60s all day with a gusty breeze. Clear tonight, 38. Suburbs a bit colder. Sunny tomorrow. A south breeze, 61. More clouds and sun Easter Sunday. Cooler, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 68 in Greenbelt, 68 degrees in Washington. The ousted head of the Department of Veterans Affairs speaks kindly about the man chosen to succeed him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Welcome to Friday. We have a packed show for you. Joining us at 7:05, Chef Jeff Tracy. We'll talk to him about his war with Virginia's happy hour laws. 7:35, gold medal Olympian Haley Skarupa will be with us. At 8:05, Raymond Arroyo. He is with Eternal Word Television Network. We'll talk to him about Holy Week and some of the Pope's comments recently. And at 8:15, Fred Frommer. On opening day, 8:35, Ed Henry, wrap-up of the week, and tell us what's coming up in his crystal ball. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise.
Well, good morning. I want to explore an interesting story for you this week, and one that I don't understand. In the wake of all these serial killers, mass shootings, the guys who survived them, the Charles Manson types, the Nicholas Cruz types now, there are these reactions from just random people, oftentimes women apparently, where they're not having the same reaction as the rest of us. They're writing love letters and sending words of encouragement, sexually explicit things, all sorts of stuff to Nicholas Cruz. Apparently, according to the Sun Sentinel in Florida, they have a bunch of these pictures of letters and gifts and all sorts of things that are being sent to the killer, at the Parkland killer. In fact, the headline on the Sun Sentinel piece yesterday, crazed girls flood Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz with fan mail. Crazed girls. Mass murderer Nicholas Cruz is getting stacks of fan mail and love letters sent to the Broward County Jail, along with hundreds of dollars in contributions to his commissary account. Teenage girls, women, and even older men are writing to the Parkland school shooter and sending photographs, some suggestive, tucked inside cute greeting cards and attached to notebook paper with offers of friendship and encouragement. Groupies also are joining Facebook communities to talk about how to help the killer. Now, again, I mentioned Charles Manson. That's probably one of the more famous ones where you have people on the outside who are fascinated. They attempt to become pen pals with the killer while he's in prison, things like that. What is this? What goes into that particular stream of thought in our society? How is it possible that you get a bunch of people who all decide independently that they're just going to start writing love letters and words of encouragement and start engaging this person like, I'm here for you? What goes into that? And what's at the bottom of it? Because it strikes me as so bizarre that, you know, this seems like the most obvious thing. This is not gray area. We know what he did. He killed 17 people and injured a whole bunch. And in just cold blood. And that's a subject of fascination to you? That's attractive to you? That's something that appeals to you? That makes you say, you know what, this is the guy I need in my life. I need to make this guy a part of my life now. I hope he communicates with me. Because, gosh, he is just so good with people. I mean, what is the thought process there? Can you explain it? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
This is, I'm sitting here looking because I've known about these. There's a guy out in California in the 80s, the Night Stalker, his name, Richard Ramirez. He has since died in prison of natural causes. And he was convicted of 13 murders, 11 sexual assaults, sentenced to death, but just died in prison because California doesn't have the death sentence. And he was single when he went into prison. And he wound up getting married to this woman, Doreen Leoy, who sent him 75 letters throughout an 11-year period. They got married in 1996. She told CNN in 1997 that he's kind, he's funny, he's charming. I think he's a really great person. He's my best friend. He's my buddy. Her family disowned her because of the marriage. And she said, so being married to a death row inmate's a lonely lifestyle. You think?
I bet it is.
But I remember, and somebody... If somebody knows this, I'm trying to find it here. There was a show briefly, a reality show, because you know I love my reality shows. There was a reality show briefly. I only watched one or two episodes of it, and it was about women who date these guys in prison. And they write them the letters, and they drive. Some of these women moved closer to the jail that their pen pal the criminal was in to be closer to him, so that they could go see him when he had visitation. You know, every other weekend or once a month or whatever it happened to be.
Yeah,
and only watched a couple of episodes on it because I'm watching this and I'm like, all right, you know what? I love me some crazy. Right? Because it's not me crazy and it puts my life into perspective. Like, but this was a bridge too far for me.
Yeah.
This was just like, wow. This was almost like, it wasn't fun crazy. This was, I think there's something wrong with you crazy. So it wasn't fun to watch. I felt badly for these people in a weird way because I think there's something wrong with them.
It's crazy.
You know, it's not fun crazy. It's not like Real Housewives fun crazy.
Yeah.
This was like, I think there's something wrong with you crazy.
Yes.
Like, you need help crazy. So I derive no pleasure from watching it.
Yeah, I see. Well, look, I'm looking at other things. I mean, there are
Ted
people.
Bundy. He's
Ted Bundy.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, look, rape and murder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Ted Bundy was infamous.
And you had women sending him love letters.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that suspects that this is like the same thing that drives people onto social media and or whatever, or drives them to tweet their favorite celebrities. Like, the concept here is, and this is an argument, by the way, for why the media treatment of mass murderers maybe needs to be different, because what's happened is they are getting what they want, which is infamy.
Yep.
So they get infamy, they get notoriety. And then by extension, you get people who want to glom onto it. They want to catch that so-called shooting star. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got people on the outside who maybe don't even, you know, whatever. I don't know what they think their lot in life is. But they think, here's their opportunity to be a part of a conversation. So they start, this is to them, this is like a celebrity. This is somebody everybody knows. And maybe they're like, oh, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send them letters. And now I'm going to be communicating with that guy. So now I'm like a part of something. I'm a part of something that everybody knows about. That maybe that's attractive to these women or these guys. All of whom, by the way, are weird. I was about to say weird guys, but everybody's weird. That's
involved
letters.
In this story.
Yeah,
everybody
sending
is.
Letters to these guys. So what goes into it? I'm having trouble getting my mind around this nonsense. Are you crazy enough to understand, Jeff in West Virginia? Try and help me out this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
Good, sir.
Good.
Go
yeah,
for it.
The mass murderers and the convicted rapists and things like that, way too much liberality in the prison system. You know, if there's no punishment for your crime immediately, then why not go ahead and do any crime you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that's always very, to your point, Jeff, there's a part of me that's always sort of relieved that if they're going to end up heading for the death penalty anyway, it's a good thing that they get gunned down by the cops at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, but it's a good thing, you know, they say they're going to head up for the death penalty anyway.
Right.
But like Nicholas Cruz, I mean, why wait?
Yeah, why drag it out?
What is the point? That's nothing but a burden on the taxpayer. This son of a gun murdered those innocent kids.
Yeah. I mean, still, give him a trial, but how long should that trial take? Like, a day?
Okay.
I mean, the evidence is overwhelming.
The evidence is overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'll give you a trial in 12 hours. We're going to kill you right back, Jack.
There you go. All right. Well, Jeff has the solution. No more fan mail if you're not alive to receive it. That's one way to get a hold of this. But what's the thing that goes into this? Why do these crazy women, crazy men do this? 888-630-96. Not just the killers. I mean, the people who send them fan mail.
Oh, listen,
what is that about?
Look at Charles Manson. He was so close. There was some guy who got so close to him that he said he was entitled to his estate.
888-630-9625. 515 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince, and good morning, Mary. 295 southbound from the 295 split to the Beltway. On an 8-minute trip, just a little slowness here. Oh, and in Alexandria, King Street between 395 and Northampton Place. We do have an ongoing police investigation, so all lanes are blocked. 395 southbound between Seminary Road and Duke Street, Little River Turnpike. Some overnight road work taking out the two right lanes, we hope, and we certainly expect that'll be cleared not in the not-too-distant future. 66 westbound between the car rest area, Prince William County, and Business Route 234. Again, some overnight road work. The right lane is blocked right now. And keep in mind, because it is a little bit windy out there, there is a wind advisory in both directions on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and Mass Transit is very close to schedule or on schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Considerable cloudiness today with occasional rain showers and a high of 68 degrees. Tonight, some clouds this evening will give way to mainly clear skies overnight, a low of 38. And then tomorrow, sunny, a high near 60 degrees. Easter Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s and lows in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
All right, so again, Nicholas Cruz is receiving tons of letters, fan mail, sexually suggestive photos, all being sent to his prison after he, of course, killed 17 people in Parkland on Valentine's Day this year. And the question is why my alma mater, DeSales University, has a woman who studies all of this. She's a forensic psychologist by the name of Catherine Ramsland. And she actually, she's fascinated. I always remember this woman because she was very fascinated with serial killers and the people around them and like what makes them all tick. And here are some of the explanations she has for why women marry or date male serial killers. Quote, some believe they can change a man as cruel and powerful as a serial killer. They're attracted to that component, that they think they can change him. Others see, quote unquote, the little boy that the killer once was and seek to nurture him. A few hope to share in the media spotlight or get a book or a movie deal. And then there's the notion of the perfect boyfriend. She knows where he is at all times. She knows he's thinking about her. This is weird.
She knows where he is at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's in a jail cell. And while she can claim...
That's hilarious.
I know. It is pretty funny. While she can claim that someone loves her, she does not have to endure the day-to-day issues involved in most relationships. There's no laundry to do, no cooking for him, no accountability to him. She can keep the fantasy charged up for a long time. So this is a no-strings-attached relationship. You don't have to do any laundry if you're dating a serial killer.
I'm sorry. I just think that's so fun. I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. That's the attraction. Well, I know where he is all the time. I don't have to worry about him coming home.
You don't need to turn the tracker on. No. Steve in Manassas. Maybe you can get to the bottom of this. Steve, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Yeah.
These people are nuts, nuts, nuts. I'm sorry. That's all there is to say.
What would drive this, though?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, what would drive this, though? I'm trying to get to the bottom of, like, why would these women send these love letters to Nicholas Cruz?
Evidently, they're not getting attention.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and on a serious note, I had to go get a tissue because the tears are running down my face after that last one. Okay, here's the thing. Son of Sam, remember Son of Sam? Short, dumpy, bald, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Richard Ramirez, Ted Bundy were good-looking guys, which is what allowed them to commit their crimes because women trusted them because they were good-looking, they were drawn to them. Son of Sam didn't have a gazillion women chasing him in prison. These women, I think, as to Vince's point, there are women who, for whatever reason, love a project. They love these guys. They're going to rehabilitate them. They feel sorry for them. They're going to do that. And they think, I think there's a part of them that are lonely. I think they're lonely and they can't communicate, can't have a normal relationship with a guy for whatever reason. And here's a project and they feel badly for him and he'll write back to me and I'm going to get attention. And she's happy.
We're tapping into right here the psychology of women, because I say that because it's how true. Many times have we ever talked about, well, how come the nice guy doesn't get the girl? What's the deal there?
That's true.
Nice guys finish last? Women love their projects.
Not all women. There are
so I, Yeah. Some projects are much more intense than others, apparently. Nicholas Cruz. What the heck is that about?
But I think with Nicholas Cruz, I think there are people who feel sorry for them. There are a lot of people who feel that the system failed him. There are a lot of people who feel that, you know, I said I felt a little sorry for him because I do think the system failed him. Had the system done its job, I don't think he'd be sitting in prison right now, and I don't think those kids would be dead. So I think there, with him, there may be almost like a motherly type thing going on with that.
Chad has some advice for us this morning. Chad, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Wall, sir.
Good morning. And I just wonder, I'm a mental health professional, and I know that people experience trauma in all kinds of ways. Some folks go through vicarious trauma, living trauma through other people, mm-hmm. and others will take on someone else's burden. So it's kind of ironic, I think, maybe on Good Friday, the day that the teacher who said, I was in prison and you comforted me.
Yes.
Came and visited. Would, you know, for us to judge.
Well,
yes, we know what he did. Yes, we know that he, you know, he did this or that. And yet we're guilty too.
Yeah, well, there's something categorically different from preaching redemption to
I'm
in love
repentance.
With you.
I'm,
you know what I mean?
No, I don't think he was saying you're preaching.
You're in prison.
Dad.
You're in prison.
Yeah.
And you and I visited you. Or, you know, taking on and not just saying that, oh, it's okay, we're gonna pat your head, it's all okay. No. But we're dealing with it. We're simply being with that person in whatever that they're going through.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Chad. My point is, for the women who are sending letters, there's something categorically different from the person who's sending advice, or not advice, but Bible verses, or senses of a sense, has a sense of redemption, versus somebody's, I'm in love with you,
right?
And I think you're wonderful, and I think you should communicate with me a lot. I mean, there's a
or
categorical
marry them
difference.
While they're in prison.
Yes.
For instance, Son of Sam, to Chad's point, Son of Sam converted and found God and became an ardent Christian. And he had a lot of support from the Christian community. He had a lot of people. He communicated with a lot of people who supported him because of his transformation. Did
yes.
he transform? I don't know. But there were a lot of people because of that who did communicate with him because of his redemption.
All right, more on this in a second. Thanks, of course, to Chad for that call. Blessed Good Friday and Passover to everybody. Back in a moment here, 524 on WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you. King Street in Alexandria between 395 and Northampton Place. Police are still investigating an earlier crash blocking all lanes. The Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Capitol Beltway. About a 10-minute trip, just a little slow here. 66 eastbound from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, not too bad. 270 headed southbound from 121 to the 370 area. About a 10-12 minute trip. The inner loop or the outer loop of the Beltway moving along quite well. And because it is just a little bit breezy today, there is a wind advisory on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Either direction, and mass transit moving along pretty good. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers in our forecast. Cold front out across the Ohio Valley will roll through, but it's going to keep the showers and mild weather in the forecast. Probably stay in the upper 60s all day with a gusty breeze. Clear tonight, 38. Suburbs a bit colder. Sunny tomorrow. A south breeze, 61. More clouds and sun Easter Sunday. Cooler mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 526 on WMAL. We've been talking about these women and men who've been sending love letters to Nicholas Cruz in the wake of the Parkland shooting and trying to get to the bottom of what that's about. Now, on the flip side of how it's being handled, these letters are not actually reaching Nicholas Cruz, just to give you a sense here. Correspondence itself does not reach him. The Broward County Jail, the Washington Post writes this, the Broward County Jail opens most inmate mail. Mail that is vulgar or deemed a security threat is returned to the sender. And then they say, quote, we read a few religious ones to him, to what Chad was talking about. We read a few religious ones to him that extended wishes for his soul and to come to God. But we have not and will not read him the fan letters or share the photos of scantily clad teenage girls, Finkelstein told the newspaper.
I find it hard to believe that teenage girls are sending pictures. They don't know how to get a picture developed. What do you? Photomat doesn't exist anymore. How would you actually get the picture developed? That would take a lot of work.
They actually have apps for that now.
I'm sure they do.
They do have apps for photo development.
Yeah, and how do you print it out?
It just pops right out of your phone, Mary. I don't know if you realize this is a little printer right on the back of your phone.
Oh, my phone doesn't have a little printer.
Yeah, it does. That's how much
it
you
does?
Don't know about your phone.
Darn.
No, of course you can print out photos. And you should, by the way. It's a nice practice. But don't send them to serial killers.
Honestly, if a teenage girl is sending a photo like that to this guy, they should send that back addressed to her parents.
Yeah, exactly. To the parents of.
Exactly. Mr. and Mrs. whatever. They absolutely should, because that's scary. I would want to know if my teenage daughter was doing that, because that just says to me there's something wrong with her.
It's so, I mean, but the Charles Mansons, the Jeffrey Dahmers, the Ted Bundys, they all get these like weird groupies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we're seeing the same effect happen in the wake of Parkland, and it's sad. And meanwhile, there's a huge debate raging in America that really affects everybody about guns as in the wake of this. And nobody can seem to find their bearings and come to their senses on terms of like debating facts. Like even this far out, it's still an emotional debate, which has gotten as far as Justice John Paul Stevens advocating the repeal of the entire Second Amendment this week.
Well, if you can keep emotions running high and stay away from facts, you can get political agendas passed based on emotion.
We're going to talk more about this morning. There's a lot of fallout from Parkland still to this day, including some breaking news from yesterday. We'll have it for you in a little bit. 529 on WMAL.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep delivered right to your door. Use promo code SNOOZE12 for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com, promo code SNOOZE12.
Are the kids who are advocating gun control from Parkland off limits? Kind of seems that way. There's one media personality who's locked in a real battle now with these kids. We're going to chat all about it. And whether or not you think, again, the kids are off limits here when they decide that they want to have a very adult debate. 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There will be a full week of spring break for Prince George's County Public Schools. The school board voted last night to restore the full week off as lawmakers in Annapolis work on emergency legislation to clear the way to tack on extra days in June. School spokesman John White.
We had six snow days, so we had to start taking days away from spring break. We had very few options otherwise.
Hundreds of mourners showed up yesterday in St. Mary's County to remember the 16-year-old girl who was shot and killed by a classmate at her high school last week. Jalen Willie was shot March 20th at Great Mills High School. She died 2 days later. Her funeral is later today. Protesters in Sacramento are calling for justice in the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black man. Stephon Clark's funeral drew hundreds yesterday.
Protesters have taken to the streets in Sacramento for days now, frustrated over a legal system they think always favors the police. The Clark family's attorney implored people to continue to keep the protests peaceful following the funeral.
We must choose nonviolence. People are going to have passionate emotions, and we ask that everybody remain nonviolent.
I'm Andy Rose reporting.
Under Armour is dealing with a massive data breach.
The activewear company says 150 million users of its food and nutrition app, MyFitnessPal, had their accounts compromised in February in one of the biggest hacks in history. Stolen data consists of account usernames, email addresses, and scrambled passwords. However, Under Armour insists social security numbers, driver's license information, and payment card data are safe.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. Checking your money, the markets are closed for Good Friday. The Dow will open the day Monday at 24103, the Nasdaq at 7063. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Wizards lose in Detroit. The Caps were idle, but they still clinched a playoff spot. The Nationals open their season today in Cincinnati. The O's win their season opener at home against the Twins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW. DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Spring freshness, trust, great service. Count on us for all your oriental rug cleaning needs. Just one call to Johadi.
Spring is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep-down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. They ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 20% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. In the district, Piney Branch Road Northwest, approaching Peabody Street, there is police activity blocking a lane or two. In Alexandria, King Street, between 395 and Northampton Place, there's an ongoing, continuing accident investigation. All lanes are blocked by police. Westbound 66 from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Capitol Beltway, it's a 12-13 minute trip. You're tapping the brakes here. 95 northbound, just a bit sluggish from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Capitol Beltway, and 270 headed south from 121 to the Beltway, a 22-minute commute. And because it is a little bit breezy today, there is a wind advisory on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A push now for showers to come on through this morning. More scattered showers this afternoon with a cold front coming in, a northwest breeze around at times, especially later, 68. Overnight tonight, clear at 38 outside the Beltway, colder and still quite breezy. Sunny, 61 tomorrow. Sunday, more clouds than sun, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Gainesville, 64 in Bowie, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, we got Chef Jeff joining us at 7:05 as he battles the speech police. 7:35, Olympian Haley Skorupa is going to be with us, a gold medal winner from the women's hockey team in the Olympics. That's pretty cool. 8:05 this morning, Raymond Arroyo is going to explain what the Pope meant when he supposedly said hell didn't exist yesterday. 8:15, Fred Frommer is going to reveal to us what to expect as the Nationals kick off opening day. And then Ed Henry will be with us at 8:35 this morning. A busy show on a good Friday. Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
We were just talking about Parkland. I want to talk about David Hogg, who is the face of the resistance and the face of the Parkland student survivors and, this whole March for Our Lives movement. And I want to ask you, if these kids are off limits, can you not criticize these kids? If so, why? Why can they not be criticized? And, what I'm going to share with you is some of what this David Hogg kid has said, in case you've missed it. He's been on every news channel everywhere. And here's some of the things he had to say on Thursday. He railed against pathetic blankers who want to keep killing our children. He was talking about Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. He does not give a blank about these kids' lives at all. Mm-hmm. Those blankers aren't going to get reelected, when referring to pro-gun lawmakers. He throws the profanity around a lot. He has no problem doing that. He said he is the NRA's worst nightmare. He, in this interview against Rick Scott, the NRA, old people. He said he became an activist because adults don't know how to use a blanking democracy when your old ass parent is like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the blanking phone and let me handle it. Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government. Our parents don't know how to use a blanking democracy, so we have to.
Well, you're really making me like this kid, Mary.
Yeah, so, and he said that NRA members have the blood of children on their hands.
Yeah.
So he's out there, and he's saying, adults don't know how to do this, so we have to do it. And he's quite vociferous in his actions. So Don Lemon was speaking with a CNN contributor, Tara Settmeyer, about whether these kids are off limits.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the exchange, because Tara Settmeyer is one of the first people to say, you know what, maybe it's time to be able to start criticizing them.
they have a right to do this, but I also think that if you criticize some of what they're saying, then all of a sudden you're the bad guy. But
you are the bad guy.
No.
Yes, you are. You are. These kids suffered an unimaginable tragedy. You let them vent and you move on. You're an adult. You let them vent and you understand that you're an adult.
True.
Maybe you do understand more than they do, but you let them vent. Just as you let a gold star widow or a gold star father or a gold star mother vent.
And you don't. Amendment to go by without pushing back a little
bit. Those kids are not going to change the Second Amendment. They're not lawmakers.
They're not, but we are elevating them to a point where now that they're above, beyond reproach because
we're not
when they're asking
them.
Things
and
that are not
And they deserve to
reasonable.
Have every elevation because of what they went through, and we should listen to them because I can't imagine what they went through. And if I went through something like that, I would want to be able to vent as much as possible.
They're not punching a pillow. What is he talking about? Let them vent. Let them take it. They're going on national media.
Yeah.
And they're using it to express gun policy.
Yes. And so there are some who feel that they should not be off limits. And she was one of the first ones to come out. Do you agree? 888-630-9625. Now, Laura Ingraham also waded into they should not be off limits category. And David Hogg had come out on social media a couple days ago and talked about the four colleges in California that turned him down.
Yeah.
These University of California at different various campuses he did not get into. And he talked about his GPA and he talked about his SAT scores. So Laura Ingraham tweeted out, David Hogg rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it. Dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA, totally predictable given acceptance rates. Well, because she tweeted that out.
So to be clear, by the way, everything about that statement is just a statement of fact, with the exception of accusing him of whining. That's the subjective portion of this.
But
the idea, no matter where you are, everyone in America knows this. If you apply to out-of-state schools, and especially with a weighted GPA, clearly he has a weighted GPA. If he's got a 4.1, that probably means they're going to weight it differently. Maybe it's like a 3.1 in real life. That you can get rejected by schools out of state. This happens. And that's a statement of fact that she was talking about.
So because she dared say something about him that he didn't like, he now feels that her life should be ruined and that she should be driven into obscurity because she dared say something against David Hogg.
Right.
And he is apparently, according to Don Lemon, above any kind of criticism.
Yeah.
At all. You have to sit there and say, oh, yes, I'm so sorry. So Laura Ingraham did apologize. David Hogg has now gone after her advertisers organized asking people to boycott her advertisers. And there are seven of them who have kowtowed to this and immediately said, oh, we're pulling ads from Laura Ingraham. If you want to wield that kind of power, should you then also be open to some kind of criticism? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Is it okay to criticize these kids, especially, you know, like David Hogg, who's so public and in your face? Let's go to Joe in College Park. Joe, good morning. Joe, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Well, good morning, Mary and Vince. I absolutely think that we have every right to criticize, because if this kid's agenda is to try to get some common sense gun laws or some kind of ground where he can take care of the gun issues, no pun intended, shooting himself in the foot. Because there are people like Marco Rubio who are trying, and then he's immediately demonized by this kid, and no attempt to even find common ground. I'm going to tell you something. I was attacked viciously by a black teenager, and I'm actually missing a piece of my skull because of that. Now, why shouldn't I be able to just rail against all kinds of black people and say that they're the worst scum on the earth? I would never do that. It's just not fair, and it's not accurate, and it's not appropriate. And to just demonize anybody who has a different opinion than this kid, well, I'm sorry, little cupcake, but it's time to get a check of reality, and you will never, ever get anything that you want to accomplish. You just want to self-grandize yourself.
And Joe, thank you for sharing your story, too. But he's right. Joe handles it like an adult and realizes you can't lump everyone into a group because of the actions of one person.
Are the kids off limits? More from you in a moment. 888-630-9625. 5:45 here now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Route 50 westbound as you come up on Davidsonville Road. We're dealing with a disabled vehicle. It's been there for a while. They've just moved it over to the side, so things should begin to pick up and get clear pretty soon. As for King Street in Alexandria, between 395 and Northampton Place, police are on the scene of an accident whose investigation has been going on for some time. All lanes are blocked at the moment. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a 15-minute commute. Southeast-Southwest Freeway westbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel is sluggish. And because of the breeziness and the breezy conditions today, there is a wind advisory in effect both directions on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A push now for showers to come on through this morning. More scattered showers this afternoon with a cold front coming in. A northwest breeze around at times, especially later, 68. Overnight tonight, clear at 38 outside the Beltway, colder and still quite breezy. Sunny, 61 tomorrow. Sunday, more clouds than sun, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 546 on WMAL.
David Hogg, is he off limits? Are you not allowed to criticize the Parkland students because, you know, they're children?
There's one lesson in here that I think is important. You are more than entitled to, and in fact, I think even called to, engage these guys on the ideas.
Yes.
So if they're going to come and confront you about what our national gun policy should be and what our laws should be, confronting them on the ideas is of quintessential importance. In a functioning society, you have to have real debates of ideas. And the fact that they were involved in a school shooting does not confer on them ultimate moral authority over the entire debate. But it does confer on them a degree of the extent to which they're a stakeholder in this conversation. So they can be a stakeholder. They've seen this gross act of violence. And yeah, go ahead, be a part of the conversation. But make it a real conversation. And also this, any attempt to sort of smear the kids, like, or to like attack them and just sort of diminish them as individuals and in ways that are unfair to them entirely, no good. But that doesn't just apply to kids. That applies to literally everyone you debate. And that should be, by the way, fundamentally understood. And the last thing I'll say is, where did David Hogg get this impression that he can act like this? He got this impression from adults who already do act like this. There are people on the left, specifically, when it comes to this debate, who do act like deranged idiots when it comes to how we handle a gun debate. Accusing the NRA of having blood on its hands, politicians of being child murderers, that's not just something David Hogg invented out of whole cloth. There are adults who have run that ground before and who've treaded that territory, who were the exact examples that he's drawing from now. It's not just David Hogg. It's adults who are leading poorly.
Now, Laura Ingraham, she said in the spirit of Holy Week, she apologized to him for saying that he was whining because, you know, that's such a sin. And he said, though, I will only accept your apology only if you denounce the way your network has treated my friends and I in this fight. That's probably why he didn't get into those colleges, based on that sentence right there. It's time to love thy neighbor, not mudsling at children. So it's okay for him to mudsling at adults, and it's okay for him to mudsling at all members of the NRA, and it's okay for him to mudsling at anyone who disagrees with him. But when someone hits him back by just saying that he's whining,
yep,
not saying that he's, you know, not even close to what he said, he's a child now. You're mudslinging at children.
Fun fact, Laura was one of the first people to give him an interview on national television in the wake of the shooting.
Rich in Germantown, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to get on with you, Mary. Vince, good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
My thing is, Laura Ingraham should not have even had to apologize nor feel the need to apologize. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is a First Amendment right she's expressing as well. Mm-hmm. You know, if David Hogg is going to put himself out there and take this grandstand, take this soapbox, and he'd best be made an adult decision. He'd best be prepared for the adult consequences. He's hiding behind the kid thing, but wanting to act like an adult. And you know, rumor, you know, with the finger quotations, his sister got in touch with Melania Trump asking for her to intervene in calling off the cyberbullying. Well, if he's got to hide behind his sister, then he's proven the whole point. And you know, and the college has probably made a choice not to admit him, and all these decisions are bearing fruit.
Yeah, I don't know why the college is... Rich, thank you so much. I'm sure the decision was made as far as admittance to the college before all of this happened. Ben Shapiro has a lot of things to say about this, and actually, we'll be talking to him on Monday. Ben Shapiro will be joining our show on Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
It is 5:50 now. It's time for El Rushbo.
The National Rifle Association has benefited from a spike in donations following the deadly shooting last month at the Florida high school. The NRA Political Victory Fund brought in less than $250,000 in January. After the shooting, donations more than tripled to almost $780,000. The Hill is reporting a spike in online ad spending by the NRA, which has to infuriate the left. Now, there's more bad news for liberals. During the big March for Our Liberal Lives event in Washington, the number of searches for NRA membership spiked on Google. But let's unpack the not-so-subtle message that the NRA benefited from the school shooting. Nobody benefited from the school shooting, unless you count the activists who seized on this whole thing to advance their anti-Second Amendment political agenda. And there was nothing spontaneous about these protests, in which only 10% of participants were under 18. That well-organized march in D.C., the bus trips to Florida's capital, all of that paid for by groups who remain in the shadows. Mostly it's the women, members of the resistance, or people voted for Hillary. The NRA donations were a reaction from people who saw the organization being unjustly attacked, both in the drive-by media and by a bunch of supposedly apolitical kids. The NRA defends America's Second Amendment rights, and now Americans are defending the NRA. It's that simple, and that's how it's supposed to be.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699. 202-466-6699. 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some important decisions to make, and that's why it's so important to hire the right realtor to help you make the most money and handle all the details that will make it a smooth transaction. That's why I always recommend my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. Debbie and Sarah have a proven track record. Call them and let them show you their over 5,500 ready buyers and how they were able to sell over 440 homes just last year alone. Get this, Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster on average. Leo and Anita listed with the Reynolds team. Their home sold fast and for $9,000 over the asking price. They said the entire team was there for us and guided us through the entire process. We absolutely recommend if you're selling your home, don't bother calling anyone else. That's right. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds today. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, police in Alexandria are still on the scene of an earlier crash, King Street, between 395 and Northampton Place. The investigation continues to block all lanes, so do avoid that area. In addition, on and off ramps at exit 5 on 395 are blocked, so just be advised about that. 295, the Anacostia Freeway headed south. From the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, now a 9-minute commute. We're beginning to see some building volume here. 95 southbound from the Beltway to the Occoquan River Bridge. Not too bad, but you're tapping the brakes. The Dulles Toll Road eastbound from the airport to 66, an 18-19-minute trip. The George Washington Parkway headed north from the 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway, 13 to 14 minutes. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane splits, a 23-minute commute. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers to the west will continue to roll through this morning. We'll see that chance of showers continue as we head on through the day, of breezy 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
67 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites.
How do business travelers win on the road? By staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Relax with contemporary lobby makeovers and stylish room designs. Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate, sponsored by Linton Hall Realtors. Now your host, Frank Prindle.
Most realtors that you meet today offer the same real estate 101 approach. Many just don't have the experience to think outside the box and create a custom plan to fit your needs and sell your home. I have the knowledge and experience built over 25 years selling in Metro DC real estate. I have sold homes in the best economies and in the toughest economies, and I have tested and proven strategies to get you top dollar for your home. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and here's my guarantee. We will work together to develop a strategy that works for you. And if I can't sell your home at a price and in a time acceptable to you, then I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Preparing for Allergy Season on Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the greenest lawn in town. Attend their lawn care seminar this Saturday at 11 a.m. Learn tips from the pros to have the best-looking lawn. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, it is Holy Week, and the Pope recently gave an interview in which he said something that has got the Catholics raising their eyebrows, Christians in general, raising their eyebrows saying, wait, what did he just say? I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, that often happens, and then we all sort it out, and we figure out what really happened. So we'll try that today. And then also Jeff Sessions and the appointment of a second special counsel. We don't have one yet, but could we really soon? All the details straight ahead, 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of Arlington. Prince George's County Schools will be off for spring break all next week. After all, spring break had recently been carved all the way down to a single day as the county struggled to make up snow days. But as state lawmakers work on emergency legislation to allow days to be made up at the end of the school year in June, the school board voted last night to restore the full week of vacation. Christians around the world today are observing Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified.
Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Donald Wuerl.
It's the day in which God showed his immense love for us.
Cardinal Wuerl says the resounding message of Good Friday transcends every faith.
Imagine the possibility of a far more peaceful world if all of us simply accepted Jesus' command that we love one another.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former Maryland state senator has pleaded guilty to fraud charges in a federal bribery case.
Nathaniel Oakes entered guilty pleas to wire fraud and honest services fraud hours after he resigned from office. Prosecutors accuse a 71-year-old Oakes, a Baltimore Democrat, of taking more than $15,000 in bribes from an informant posting as a Texas investor. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Bennett said other charges, including obstruction of justice, would be dismissed under a plea deal with prosecutors. Oakes is scheduled to be sentenced in July. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump is spending the Easter holiday weekend in Florida. But first, he flew to Richfield, Ohio, an area he carried in 2016.
The president wanted to tout the new South Korea trade deal in a place hard hit by job losses to overseas. But he's possibly putting a brake on things.
And I may hold it up till after a deal is made with North Korea. Does everybody understand that? Do you know why, right? Because it's a very strong card.
Already, South Korea is exempt from the steel tariffs because of the negotiations over a new trade deal. The meeting Mr. Trump is planning with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is not set as to where and when, while the what involves whether the North will give up its nuclear weapons material.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A man suspected of killing an off-duty police officer in Kentucky yesterday has now himself been killed in Tennessee.
38-year-old Hopkinsville police officer Philip Meacham was driving his personal vehicle when he was pulled over, shot, and killed by a man pretending to be an officer. That set off an hours-long manhunt for 34-year-old James DeCourcy, who had fled on foot and then in a stolen pickup truck. Authorities caught up with him in Clarksville, Tennessee, about 30 miles south of Hopkinsville, and Kentucky State Police say DeCourcy had a brief encounter with law enforcement where he was shot and later died from his injuries. Officer Meacham leaves behind a wife and two school-aged children. Joe Ramsey on WMAL and WMAL.com.
California authorities are still looking for an explanation in the deaths of a family whose SUV went off a cliff and into the Pacific Ocean. Three children are still missing.
There are still more questions than answers.
All we know is that the vehicle ended up at the bottom of a 100-foot cliff, and that's what we're looking for now to see if we could figure out what happened.
Olegario Marin with the California Highway Patrol says bodies of five of the eight family members were found at the scene. No word yet on where the other three are. The Hart family was seen last week at their home in Washington State, shortly after Child Protective Services paid a welfare visit. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the markets are closed for Good Friday. The Dow opens the day Monday at 24,103, the NASDAQ at 70,63. Sports, the Wizards take a loss in Detroit. The Caps are in the playoffs for the fourth year in a row, clinching a spot last night. Baseball, the Nats open their season today in Cincinnati. The O's win their season opener against the Twins. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
That sound gets any car lover's heart racing. But this sound doesn't come from just any car or any car dealership. This is the sound of an AMG for Mercedes-Benz. And Mercedes-Benz of Arlington has the only AMG performance center in the state of Virginia. If this sound gets your heart racing, there's really only one place to go. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, featuring the only AMG performance center, selling only one kind of vehicle, Mercedes, just Mercedes. Get your heart racing at justmercedes.com.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
How will the new tax rules affect you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish for the Retirement Geese Saturday at 2 on WMAL.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge beginning to build in volume. Even more than it was a few minutes ago. The travel time is 8 minutes. It should only take you five. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. In Alexandria, King Street.